This class is a good thing. We have to say that the Nun Beis. Bryce says the funds used to purchase the Pachalam Dovishal Tzibur and the goat brought for the Tzibur Zavir of the Zara. Machalikas. Rebuta says it's raised with a new collection that's done when this obligation arises. Reb Shimon says it's taken from the communal funds of the Trumas Halishka. In fact, another Bryce has the Shitas reversed. Bryce says we have to follow the Bryce that was taught later. That's the one that's presumed to be more correct. Rabbanan said in front of Rashi, it would seem that the first Bryce is the later one. Because we have said earlier that Reb Shimon is concerned for negligence when it comes to getting people to pay for something. Therefore, here too, it would make sense that he would not advise to make a new collection and risk that negligence. Rather, he would suggest that we take money from the Trumas Halishka. Rav Ashi said this is not a reason to say that the first price is the later one. It may be that the second price is the later one. It may be that Rav Shimon is only concerned for negligence when the people being asked to pay do not get a kapara from the carbon. In this case, they are getting a kapara, so maybe we don't have to be concerned for negligence, and maybe we can say that a new collection should be made. What's the final decision regarding this? So Rabba Zuti said to Rav Ashi, a price that clearly says Rav Shimon dashes the puzzle to teach, Paralam Dover and the goat brought for the carbons for the tzibur zaver of the zar are both paid for from the funds of the Trumas Halishka. Mishnah said Ushleimo Hoisa Kreva v'chulu. In fact, Rav Chiya bar Abba said, Rabbi Yochanan asked, does the Mishnah mean that in this case a fully sarin was brought in the morning and another fully sarin in the afternoon? Or does it mean that a fully sarin was brought in the morning and nothing at all was brought in the afternoon? After tomorrow, Rav said, a Mishnah lists a number and functions of the Kahanim involved in the Talmud every day and lists the Kohen who would bring up the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Now, since the Mishnah makes no exception to this rule, it must mean that the Chavitin is brought every morning and every afternoon without exception. This would mean that when there's no Kohen Gadol, a fully sarin is brought in the morning and another fully sarin is brought in the afternoon. When this proof was said to Rav Yirmiyah, he strongly disagreed. He said that the Mishnah also lists Kahanim to carry flour and wine for the Mincha that accompanies the Talmud. Now we learn that the halacha is that if the Mincha is not available, it may even be brought the following day. In that case, those Kahanim would not be needed. And yet the Mishnah lists them as if there's no exception. The same thing can be said regarding the Chavitim. Clearly the Mishnah means to list the normal procedure. It may be that regarding Chavitim as well, the Mishnah is only listing the normal procedure. But if there's no Kohen Gadol, it may be that no Chavitim would be brought in the afternoon. When this was repeated to Rava, he said, even if it can't be learned from the Mishnah, it can be learned from the pasuk of Soilus Mincha Tamid, which teaches that the Chavitim is like the Mincha of the Tamid, meaning that it's brought every day, every morning, every afternoon, without exception. How do we come out regarding this machlokes? And Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, Abraisa says that a fully sarin was offered in the morning, and then again a fully sarin in the afternoon. Zochem Aravaita, Rav Yechanan said, Abba Yosef ben Ustoye and the Rabbanon argue regarding the Levoina of the Chavitim. Abba Yosef says the Kohen Gadol brings two kematzim of Levoina with the Chavitim, one offered in the morning, one in the afternoon. The Rabbanon say he brings only one kematz. Half of that is offered in the morning, half in the afternoon. Machlokes Abba Yosef holds that we never find that a half of a kaimitz is offered, whereas the Rabbanan say we never find that one yisarin requires more than one kaimitz of levaina to be brought with it. Rabbi Yechanan asked, if a Kohen Gadol died and no replacement was yet appointed, and a fully sarin is brought as the Chavitin during this time, would the Rabbanan say that the amount of Levina should be doubled? Do we say that just like the amount of flour is doubled to a fully sarin, the amount of Levina is also doubled? Or do we say that the Torah teaches that the flour is doubled? But we're not taught anything like that regarding the Levina, so maybe it's not doubled. Also, what about the amount of oil according to Abba Yosef and the Rabbanan? Do we double the oil since the flour is doubled? Emphatigmar Rav said, a Mishnah says that there are five examples of a Kohen. Now, if according to Rabbanan there is a full kaimitz that's brought with each chavitin, there are actually seven examples. The Gemara says it's not a valid proof, because it may be that the Mishnah doesn't include the example for a case that may happen, meaning the Kohen Gadol may die and no replacement is appointed. Rabbah repeated this, and Rabbi Yosef bar Shmaya asked, the Mishnah lists the example of a kaimitz offered outside the Azar, which is also not a normal case, and yet the Mishnah included it. In fact, the Gemara, how do we come out on this issue? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, a braisa says if a Kohen Gadol died and no replacement is appointed, they bring a fully sarin for a chavitin in the morning and a fully sarin in the afternoon, and he separates two kematzim of levaina for it. One is offered in the morning, one in the afternoon, and he separates three lugan of oil. One and a half in the morning, one and a half in the afternoon. Now, this can't be following the Rabbanim, because why would the Levina be doubled but the oil not be doubled? Rather, it must be following the view of Abba Yosef, who says that the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol always needs two kematzim of Levina, and therefore, in this case, just like the Levina is not doubled, the oil is also not doubled. Since the oil is not doubled, according to Abba Yosef, because the Torah doesn't say that it should be doubled, we can say that according to the Rabbanim, the Levina will also not be doubled. Rabbi Yechanan said that halacha follows Abba Yosef ben Dustoi. Rabbi Yechanan has said that we follow an anonymous Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, and there's a Stam Mishnah that says that there are only five examples of kematzim and doesn't include a kaimitz of the chavitin. And for the Gemara, it's machlekes hamaroyim as to how Rabbi Yechanan paskin. Hadnalach perek hatecheles.